Awesome. So just to go ahead and introduce myself here, I'm trainer Roger Palmer. I'm a virtual trainer and in-person trainer down here in Houston, Texas. So what does it mean to be a virtual trainer? So I'm a live interactive virtual trainer. So just like how me and Bossman are on the screen interacting right now, that's how I train you right from this mat right here. I'll tell you a little bit about my backstory. My story pretty much began February 22nd, 2016. I mean, I'll never forget that day. It was a very traumatic day. I had a massive ski accident that day. Pretty much lacerated my spleen. So that was a grade 3 laceration. Almost died that day, I'm telling you. So what was happening that day, I was pretty much going through a lot of stuff emotionally that day. And so, you know, sometimes when you go to the gym, right, and you're going to pump some iron and you're trying to get out the aggression.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was pretty much doing on my skis, which was not a good idea because flying on a ski hill 70 miles an hour is definitely not a good idea. So pretty much I saw a camera guy and I was like, man, I'm going to give this guy some turn. You know, I'm going to show up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put in my aggression. So I started flying down the ski slope. And as soon as I passed the camera guy, like, boom, one of my skis popped off. And then I started to balance up on one ski. Then that next one popped off. And then from there now, I started twirling on my back, going down the ski slope, 70 miles an hour, man. Went off into the trees. And I was like, bam, 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 hit a couple of trees. And I remember even when I hit those couple of trees, I kind of blacked up for like 4 or 5 seconds, got up, run from the trees. And then when I ran from the tree, I was still aggressive, right? I was still in all the anger. I was still in that lower vibrational source. I started popping off my gear. Man, my season is over. Mad. I was just acting all crazy. And then all of a sudden, boom, I feel my shoulder start collapsing. Like this arm literally went numb. I was like, what's going on in my body? And then I could hardly breathe. And now I'm like, whoa, what's going on? So I started asking for help, help, help. And so pretty much it's a good thing that the camera guy was so close by because they were able to get ski patrol to come to help me real quick. And so pretty much I remember while ski patrol was helping me to get on the toboggan, which is not a fun ride going down, having somebody drag you on your back going down a ski stuff, that's not a fun ride. But I remember when looking up in the sky and I said, God, if you help me out of this one, I'm going to help a lot more people. I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring the passion. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring energy. I'm going to do what I need to do. And so I remember going down into the toboggan, you know, going into the ambulance, you know, they kind of drug me up so they can calm down the pain and everything. They x-rayed my body, found out I had a grade 3 laceration. And the funniest thing that the doctor looked at me is that, man, you damaged everything inside of your body, right, with all the internal bleeding. And the reason why I was choking, because I was almost choking on my blood, that's why I could hardly breathe too as well. So from there, you know, once that happened, everything pretty much started to just like, my self-awareness, everything just started to like really kick in. Because when I was in the hospital and when I was in the ICU for like a day and a half, you know, I had time to sit down and think about what I'm going to do with my life for the next, once I get out of here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So once I left the hospital and everything, you know, I was still in a lot of pain. I was going to doctors, I was going to chiropractors for a couple of months, and nobody could explain to me like, why am I still in this pain? Like, they're like, man, on the outside, you look good. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm saying, in the inside, I'm hurting. You know, I'm getting migraines. Every time my chest palpates, I feel like I'm going to, you know, I feel like I'm going to die. So I'm like, what's going on? So once I started to study more mind, body, and everything and how it works, I pretty much started off on an app called Headspace. Do you meditate at all, Bossman?
A little bit here and there.
Yes, exactly. So starting off on an app called Headspace, that was the first time I discovered meditation or more mindfulness because, you know, meditation is anything that you do and you enjoy. So that's more like meditation, and the mindfulness is you sitting down and actually, you know, listening to your breath in and out and trying to really get your thoughts to focus. So I started off with a little bit more mindfulness. I'm like, whoa, this thing works because I was able to like calm down my sympathetic nervous system. So if you know the central nervous system, right, there's two branches. There's the parasympathetic, right? That's where like all the creation, the baby making happens, all the good ideas flowing. And then you have the sympathetic nervous system, where that's your flight or freeze sympathetic nervous system. Once that turn on, you know, you feel your heart start breathing, all the bloods are rushing to your exterior limbs for you to run or for you to flee or for you to freeze. So I was be able to calm down my sympathetic nervous system during meditation. So anytime my heart would palpate, you know, I would know, okay, nothing's wrong, everything's okay. And I would be able to calm down the anxiety because I started to reconnect back in my body. So once that started to work, I was like, oh, wait a minute. So I started to like dive more deeper into help. So I'm like, as I'm going, I'm developing this passion for, you know, living a healthier lifestyle and also helping people to become healthier. And so I started health coaching school in 2019. I became a certified health coach, certified nutrition coach. And then I went back to school and then I became a certified personal trainer in 2019. And once that happened, now the pandemic happened, and then I ended up moving to Houston, Texas, which is kind of crazy. I came for a visit. The visit ended up turning to a stay because my lady was here. We actually met at a cool networking event a couple of years back. And so, yeah, that's how the story began, you know, all the passion and everything. And then for some reason, I found this company called Camp Gladiator because somebody introduced me to this company called Camp Gladiator. And from there, the fitness journey began, you know what I'm saying? I'm spreading my passion and everything that I've developed over the last couple of years, you know, just kind of matched and came together beautifully in this company. So now I spread my passion and everything through fitness. So it was almost like that traumatic situation, you know, shifted my life and put me on the path to becoming the man that I am today. So now I own my own fitness franchise, a company called Camp Gladiator. And, you know, we're so passionate about changing people's life positively through physical fitness.
Now, Roger, can you help somebody as a beginner, intermediate, and really deep into it? How does that work for different clients who just get starting out, the ones who are kind of doing it but not really serious, and the ones who are really serious? So how do you kind of delegate, treat those different clients who from beginner, intermediate to expert, like kind of you are?
Yes, exactly. So that's right here. So pretty much, we're all fitness levels, right? So we train all fitness levels. So say, for example, my youngest client is 14, right? My oldest client is 72. What we do certain modification exercises for each client. So say, for example, you know, I will give you a push-up. I could give you a push-up on your knees, right? To get you to strengthen those biceps and those pec muscles right there. Or say, for example, I'm doing something advanced such as a burpee. You know, I could show you the step out of burpee. Actually, right now, I'm going to give your audience a live demo, right? So check this out. Say, for example, right, I tell a client to do a burpee, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to do an advanced version of the burpee first. So advanced version of the burpee, you know, that's a push-up, chuck, jump right here. So that's an advanced version of a burpee. So now, for the clients that are just beginning or my intermediate clients, I will give you an example. So we would say, option for success. So option for success, you can come off the knees, you give me a push-up, then you step it out, come to the top, calf raise right here. So that's how you start off your fitness journey right here. Yes. So that's how we train all fitness levels in Camp Gladiator. So it doesn't matter who you are right now, if you're kind of intimidated to start off your fitness journey, don't worry. At Camp Gladiator, we got you.
Now, Roger, do you suggest them buying certain like gear, like a mat, buying workout gear when they're not with you? How does that work? Or the Camp Gladiator, with the prices, provide them with equipment to get in the mails? How does it all work, brother?
Yeah, definitely. So we definitely want you to provide your own mat, your own dumbbell, and definitely bring your water to show up to every CG workout, because that's all you need to do a virtual workout or in-person workout. So we pretty much just launched in Atlanta in 2019. I think we're serving over 1,000 clients, and would love to serve a lot more clients, whether that's virtually from the comfort of your own or in person down there in Atlanta, which is amazing because we are spreading like wildfire down in Atlanta. So if anybody that's looking to like sign up with Camp Gladiator right now, you can go to www.campgladiator.com, or if you want to directly communicate with me, you can go to Roger A. Palmer and Instagram, you can definitely drop me a DM right there, or you can send me an email, RogerPalmer@campgladiator.com, and I would love to get you started on your fitness journey.
People, you go and talk to my man Roger. You don't go to nobody else but Roger. Roger's your man. Talk to my man exactly. Roger. That's who you go talk to. So you go talk to people. Roger. Nobody else. Talk to Roger. Exactly. He got you.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, so definitely. And then we're also looking for, you know, super all-star trainers. Because for me to be performing on this camera right there or to give you that demo right there, you got to be a stellar all-star trainer. So we're looking for a stellar all-star trainer. Which have an entrepreneur mind. We love to say you have to have an entrepreneur mindset first, and then you bring the fitness after, because you're running your own franchise and building your own business. So we're definitely looking for all-star trainers. So if you're down in Atlanta right now, you're looking for opportunity, definitely this is your time, because you're brand new in Atlanta. And man, we've just been taking over all the clients that we've been going at in Atlanta with over 1,000 clients within less than a year.
Now, Roger, with the pandemic, brother, how has it been? Because I know people want to get more fit. They've been in the house, man. They want to get more fit. So has clientele kind of boosted up because people are at home now thinking about, man, I want to get fit. I want to get right for the summer. When I get out of this quarantine hellhole, man. So how has it been with the pandemic trying to get clients, getting people more engaged in fitness?
Yeah, exactly. So what happened crazy, right? So we were an outdoor fitness boot camp company, and literally that's all we did. Then March 2020 happened. And we had to pivot and go online virtually and train everybody from Zoom. So we ended up having about 80,000 clients when we went, that's worldwide, 80,000 clients when we went worldwide. Then the pandemic happened, we went virtual. We ended up from March until now, we've expanded almost over the 30 to 40,000 clients. So we did that in less than almost 6 months to a year right there. So that's how business has been going. Because of the pandemic, we've doubled business in less time than what we've been around so far. So we've been around since 2008, right? And so that's 12 solid years. So 12 solid years, and within 6 months, we've doubled the company because of the pandemic. Because now everybody, say for example, right, and the beautiful thing, you know, at CG, it's about a community, because now somebody has the opportunity to be in Atlanta and I could be training with my mom in New York at the same time with the same trainer. Come on. Fitness doesn't get any better than that.
Most definitely, but like for radio, for me, I can see you all, and I can have you, rather be on the phone in my studio, I can actually sit here on Zoom with you so people can see what you have to offer, because it's so great how the pandemic has been bad, Roger. We both agree to that. But it's helped business for you and myself grow, because we can use Zoom now to show people about what we do, who we are about, what we can offer, and you can tap in with us from the radio side and the fitness side, and it'd be all good. We see it all worldwide through the virtual mind space of Zoom, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, if you're on there as well.
Yes, that is 100% correct. And, you know, right now we're building an ecosystem of people that wants to become healthy, and we're growing each and every day because, you know, our product is very unique. You know, we've got the secret sauce pretty much that a lot of other companies don't have. And so that's why we're so excited to spread it to everyone out there to know that, hey, if you can't find a fitness program right now, we've got you. Monday through Friday, every 15 minutes, we've got a trainer live virtual ready to go for you right now. So all you have to do, grab that mat, grab that water bottle, put on your shoes, make sure you brush your teeth at least, and let's get up and get that work.
Now, Roger, for us people, what they eat, does it matter what they eat in your program, or do you have suggestions for people who need to eat better, lay off the fast food, eat more plant-based, more less chicken, or more fish? So do you all offer that for people who want to eat better as well, as well as getting more fit in their journey there?
Yeah, so definitely. Definitely starting your fitness journey. You know, what your nutrition that you put in your body is definitely key. So let me give you a quick breakdown, right? So let's talk about macronutrients, right? I'm just going to educate your audience. So macronutrients, you know, is the timing, balance, and source of macronutrients, right? So let's think about it. Let's break it down, right? You have protein, fats, and carbs, right? So now let's put it all together. So all macronutrients are the timing, source, and balance of protein, fats, and carbs, right? So you definitely want to be eating the more healthier sources of protein, healthier sources of fat, and healthier sources of carbs. So what we do at CG, we partner with big companies such as like Profile. We partner with them so they can focus more on helping our clients on the nutrition side of getting fit. And so we can focus more on the fitness side. So yes, definitely starting out a new meal plan to get you the energy to fuel your body is key to getting you the results.
Roger, what are your thoughts on intermittent fasting? I have a lot of listeners who love doing IF that way. What are your thoughts on the intermittent fasting, eating once a day or eating at lunchtime and not eating the rest of the day and drinking water? What are your thoughts on that fitness plan there?
Yeah, so intermittent fasting, right? So let's break it down, right? So again, every diet is a timing, balance, and source of macronutrients, right? So if we're going to break down an intermittent fasting diet, right? Let's talk about the fat. You're definitely going to make sure you're consuming really good fat for later good fat storage, right? Let's talk about the protein, right? You're definitely going to make sure you're eating a lot of protein during the time that you eat. And then let's talk about the carbs. Usually when people think about intermittent fasting, they're trying to more lean towards a keto diet, right? There too as well. So that's what usually falls under there. So it's good quality sources of protein and fats and then less carbs. Right there. So my recommendation, I would say, you know, everybody body is unique, just like when I was going to the doctors and the chiropractors and they couldn't figure out what was going on to my body. So I had to go do all the research and test what works for my body. Definitely. I always tell people, you know, try it, see if it works for your body, see how your body reacts, journal about it. And then if it works, keep doing it. If it doesn't work, don't do it. So I always tell people, don't take these diets as dogma, test it out, make sure it works for you, and then continue or don't continue.
And Roger, for people who are beginners, who sometimes get frustrated when they don't have these immediate results, how do you keep those people motivated so they don't tap out on you and quit because the results aren't coming as fast as they want them to? Because I feel like it's a process. You build that brick day by day, hour by hour, and you build on top of what you did yesterday. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to really commit to that process and build from there, Roger. So I want you to tell people about that process, Roger, because I feel like people get this beginning of the year, they get their resolution. I want to lose weight. I want to get fit. When it don't happen right away, they tap out on it right then and there.
Exactly. So it's about consistency and setting up structure goals. So everyone that signs up with our company, right? That's why I say we're building the ecosystem. We're building the secret sauce. We have you fill out a survey, right? And that's your goal-oriented survey. And we keep you accountable day in, day out. So think about it. When you sign up for me, I'm your personal trainer. I'm your to guide you, right? Let's talk about the 80-20 law. I'm going to do my 20%. You have to go ahead and show up and do your 80% to do the results right here. So that's why I keep all our clients comfortable. And this is why we have one of the highest check-in rates in the region or in pretty much America for people showing up and turning up with us. We usually keep our clients right now. Well, as I said, company's been open for 12 years and we usually keep our clients for 10 years. It's all about the consistency and you showing up. And again, going back to the 80-20 law, I tell all my clients this, I'm going to do my 20%. It may go to 25 or 30 sometime. Then you got to show up and do the other 80%. That's all I need you to do because it's all a guided plan tailored to you. And this is why we have a 4-week cycle to help our clients right there to develop their body. And we also have a rest week too as well. So again, starting out, of course, it's definitely going to be hard, right? And you've got to think about climbing a mountain, right? You've got to start and then you've got to continue until you climb that mountain. Once you get to the top of that mountain, go back down. And then now it's again time to climb another mountain right there. So it's all about up to the individual and up to the coaches to keep them accountable. And that's what we do here at CG. It's about a family for us.
No doubt, Roger. And also, a listener asked me, wanted me to ask you this question. What's some good equipment to have at home? They have a stepper, exercise bike, they have some dumbbells. Is that good to have at home? So what's some things people can get on their own to have in their house to work out when they're not with you doing the CG program, getting that coaching from the man himself, Roger Palmer? Mm-hmm. So what's good to have at home for people, Roger?
You know what I tell people, what's good, let's talk about food. Let's throw out the junk food first. So they definitely don't have that at home. definitely for the equipment, you know, pretty much, you know, all you need to pretty much build strength. I tell people, get two sides together. Heavier set of dumbbells, get a lighter set of dumbbells, depending on your fitness level. Get your fitness mat, get your water. We can also send you the beautiful thing about it. Say, for example, you wanted to work out with me that week and you didn't want to do a training with another trainer, right? I can send you a recorded workout and you can do that over and over and over, because we record all of our workout and you get all of that with one of our memberships right there.
Nice. Yes, indeed. That on-demand aspect is so good, Roger, because same with radio, brother. Hey, it's on-demand. You can go to my Instagram, go to Twitter, Facebook, see an interview anytime you want to. 4 in the morning, it's there for you. So the on-demand factor is so great in radio and in fitness, because I'm telling you, Roger, people get up 2 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Guess what? They can go click on me, click on you, and get they fixed whatever it is they want. That's the beauty of technology right there, brother.
So again, and you know, just to make sure I clear this up too as well, you know, because when I tell people, man, like, you guys are available every 15 minutes from 3:45 a.m. to 9 p.m. Yes. Our training program runs Monday through Friday. We start at 3:45 a.m. When we go every 15 minutes, there's a live virtual trainer, just like how me and the boss man right now is interacting. You're going to have a trainer interacting you, helping you with form, helping to coach you, and help you to keep you motivated. And again, we're going to do our 20%. You've got to show up and do the 80% word of work.
Yes, indeed. Now, Roger, before you go, man, tell the people once again how they can get in contact with you, connect in with you on your social media and through CG, brother. Tell them one more time for the people, brother.
Yeah, definitely. For me, for Instagram, you could go to Roger A. Palmer on Instagram. You can't miss it. It's the guy with the chiseled six pack. I don't want to show my six packs on the Bossman show. I'm trying to be respectful. I'm like, I know, I'm just going to take off my shirt. Show it, you know what I'm saying? And then also too, as well, you could go to www.campgladiator.com. You can select sign up. You can sign up for a virtual program, or you can sign up for our in-person program. And a virtual program, we can train you from anywhere in the world because of all of the times that we've got. Remember, 3:45 a.m. in the morning, all the way until 9 p.m. Every 15 minutes, we have a live virtual coach ready to go for you. For anybody for all the coaches out there that are looking for an opportunity right now, you can go to www.campgladiator.com, scroll to the bottom, select career, and definitely sign up. Or you can definitely send me a direct message to my Instagram, and I'll go ahead and connect you to one of our area directors and help you set up your own franchise. So again, no overhead. All you have to do is show up and train.
No doubt, folks. That's my man, Roger Palmer, right here on the Boss Man Show on your radio. Check my man out, Roger A. Palmer on Instagram. My man from the house, clubhouse. We got it in. We tapped in. We made it happen, folks. That's how we get it good, baby. My man, Roger. Roger, thank you for your time, my good brother, man. It's been fun, bro.
Yes, you have a great day, too, as well.
All right, folks. That's Roger. We out, people.